Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are again. Inside Natural Bodybuilding was on the scene this weekend for the 2018 IMBA PNBA Pro AM North American. We had double the competitors from last year, but the show is growing and it's going in the right direction. Denny and Diana Kakos have shown that they stand by their promoters. No matter how small the show gets, they stick in there, and it paid off for them as the show doubled in competitors this year. The awards were great. The experience was great. Check my videos out. I didn't have a job at this one. So Denny said, do whatever you want. So I said, fine. So I started doing some videos, old school, right on the Inside Natural Bodybuilding page. So be sure to watch those videos. Check them out. There's some good ones out there. There's a new up-and-comer. She's got a pro card of women's physique, Sable Smith. We're going to talk about her tonight. I think she's got the shape. She's got the potential. Got to bring out her conditioning and her lines and her thighs and hamstrings and all that to take it to the next level. But she's going to be one you're going to keep an eye on in the future at the National Olympia. And we have their pros. Other pros were on stage this weekend because they wanted to qualify for the National Olympia itself. And that takes place this coming November at the Rio in Vegas, because all the shows that take place in the PNBA are in fun cities and towns, because we want our competitors to have a good time with their families after weeks and months of dieting. So we only got 30 minutes, so we're going to get right to the point here. I'm going to have a lot of calls. I knew this was going to be a popular one. I've been talking to people about this one. I can't take all the calls. So if I don't get to you, just listen in and maybe comment down below in the thread as I share this. And be sure to share it with your friends and everybody else you think might want to take a listen to this. But it so took place this weekend. I didn't see any of it. I didn't see any of it. I usually judge or MC, but I didn't do either one of those this time. Denny told me to do whatever I wanted, so I conducted videos, and I was so busy doing videos out in the lobby that I didn't see any of the show. I missed the entire thing, and there's a lot of things I keep hearing about, and I want to get the behind-the-scenes story, and I want to find out what's going on. So I brought to you the guests and followers and listeners of your loyal Inside Natural Bodybuilding fans. I got two judges from the five panel of judges. We had a panel of five judges. Two of those judges are in tonight's show. Kalen Patterson of Midwest Muscle. You guys, most of you know who that is. If you don't, check out his site, Midwest Muscle. And we got the dangerous one himself on the show tonight. Yes. Oh, yeah. Dangerous Doug is here, and he's going to be talking about everything else that went down tonight as well. So who do I got there? Let me see if this is Kalen. Kalen, is that you?
Yes, it is, brother. What's up?
Okay, great. So the two people I need the most are on file. We got 27 minutes and 11 seconds, and the show does cut right off at 10:30. So if you guys are talking at 29 minutes and 30 seconds, right, they're going to cut you off. So make sure you don't ramble on, you know, keep it short and sweet, but complete. So let's talk about standouts first, because I'm excited about this one. I think if there's one competitor in the entire show at the North American this week, and I think Sable Smith is the one who could take it the farthest at the next level, and she's already committed to doing the Natural Olympia this year in November. So she's one to look out for. When she first came on the stage, what was taking place with the judging panel, and what were your thoughts? Let's start with Doug.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was a showstopper for me. If I had to pick one competitor that I liked the most, it'd be Sable. And you know, it's a shame that she actually didn't have anybody stand up with, but she did the physique, figure, and bodybuilding. And I had the chance to speak with her a little bit after she stepped off stage before we did the awards and everything. And the consensus was she'd be better, more geared towards physique or figure. However, I kind of got the idea that she'd like to do bodybuilding. And I'll tell you, I mean, she's 26 years old, and I mean, she's a beast. I mean, Kalen, I think you can agree that her back's bigger than mine, man. She,
well, what
she
did you think, Kalen, when you see her? What were your thoughts?
Incredibly tiny waist. I mean, just a bodybuilder's dream.
Very
when you
tiny
talk
waist.
Just a bodybuilder's dream.
He's a true genetic freak, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah,
all I think about the whole time was Corinne Farrell. I don't know if you guys remember her, but
Corinne was good, but this girl's got tinier joints, and she's going to make a stand at the Natural Olympia. She's going to have to bring in the conditioning. She was good enough for this show, and she's good enough to turn pro. She's got that pro caliber physique, But to go to the next level, there's going to be a lot of girls, and they're all the best of the best from their state.
Phenomenal
from their shows.
Too.
So
she can.
I think Sable could crack the top five if she comes in with the right conditioning. That's the thing. And, yeah, she knows how to nail her posing on stage, which was – now let's talk about another standout. There's a couple things I kind of wanted to bring up here. Now, last year we had a panel of I think it was three women and two guys on the judging panel. This year it was four guys and one female on the judging. You got to have at least one female on the judging panel, sometimes two. But and sometimes it's good to have seven judges just so you can kind of take turns judging certain classes because guys have a hard time judging bikini and women classes, and some women have a hard time judging men's physique. But nonetheless, one female on the panel this year, and Denario Moore takes first place. But last year with three females on the panel, he brought, you know, about the same physique, but he still placed second. See, so that has something to factor in. But with it, and every show you go to, I mean, you might get first place with one panel of judges. It'll be third place somewhere else. But with a particular panel of judges we had at the Pro-Am North American, was it even a contest? Because there were two guys that really stood out to me that it could have went either way. How tough was that? And was it unanimous that you had that Denario won all the way across the board with all five judges?
I had him first, and I don't want to say that it was really close, because you know how I do it. I had him at the top. Andrew, I had a third or fourth, but
yeah.
I'll tell you, even Andrew, you know, he had made the mention that this might be his last show, and yeah, I think he's 22 years old. I mean, the potential that kid has, you know, and he only dieted for 6 weeks. I mean, you put that kid in six-month prep, he's going to come in ridiculous. Not necessarily going to have muscle maturity, but he'd be dangerous if he decides to keep with it.
So second place, men's physique open, that was, how do you say his name, Valentin Alexandrov or something? That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Valentin, I would say.
Yes.
All right. So he's somebody to be on the lookout for. He did have a pro-caliber physique. So that's the thing I like about this class.
Yes, he did.
Denario didn't exactly just walk in here and take the pro card away. I mean, Valentin was getting his way, giving him some good competition. So Denario beat a good competitor in Valentin, and Valentin's going to be on pro stage in the future himself. Now, Kaylin, what do you think about Denario? Because now you're talking about he's going to be against the likes of Brandon Stewart and you know, the guys from last year. You know, William Wong is going to be back up there again, I'm sure. How do you think Denario is going to fare against the top dogs? Do you think he can crack the top five? And if so, how much damage do you think he can do at the natural low this year?
Now, if he brings in that caliber of physique that he brought to the stage yesterday, yeah, he can crack the top five because he's on a mission. And usually when you get people like that, they go all in for everything, and they do it about the right way. So, that, you know, there's no question that he can crack that top five.
And, Doug, you went to the Natural Olympia last year, so you've gotten a firsthand look with your own eyes. I mean, man, the caliber of physiques that are on stage at the Natural Olympia, at the Rio, in Vegas, every single year that the Natural O brings is just insane because you're not only competing against guys from the best in your state or even the best in your country, you're competing against competitors from all around the world. Australia brings a team of 70. Greece brings a team. Even South Korea brought a team last year. And, you know, Italy brings the team. It's just crazy because you're competing against international competitors. And that's just if competitors are willing to fly 10, 13 hours just to compete at the Natural Olympia, you know there's something special about it. So, Doug, what do you think Denario's chances are of placing in the top five against some international competitions? About 20 physiques from all around the country are going to be there. Where do you think Denario Moore will be when that takes place in November?
You know, it's hard to say. To be honest, if you were asking my personal opinion of him, he came in, his waist was a little more tapered. He takes the criticism and he tries to get to that next level. And whenever you have someone like that paired with genetics, it's hard at the natural level because the difference between first and 20th is not that much. I mean,
no,
you know, first, second, third, fourth. I mean,
stage.
It could go either way. How do you present?
Yeah,
it?
And there's like 14 judges too. It's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah you're not. Yeah, there's like 14, so it could be all over the place. And these judges are all looking for what they think should be the ideal look. So it's a little harder. But yeah, you're right. You nailed it right there. There is not much of a difference. So a lot of it comes down to posing and stage presence and looking comfortable up there. What do you guys think? Let's start with Kaylin. The hardest class to judge. I mean, what was the one where there was just such a close first and second place? You were just going back and forth. The battle of the night. Let's talk about that. What class do you think the battle of the night belongs to?
I would say the pro men's physique.
The pro men's physique. Okay, so we're going to the pro men's physique now. Let's go straight to that. What do you think? So Jacob didn't exactly win it unanimously then. Let's talk about what you were thinking, Kaylin, as you were judging pro men's physique when they came out on stage.
Well, the first place, you know, he just stood out. But with second and third, that the presentation they did, I mean, they really showed the best of the pros. I really respect the work they put in there and their stage presence. You could see the difference. And, you know, I think Doug and I had mentioned that, you know, when we were talking about the presentation from the pros from the amateurs. These guys really had they worked their craft, and they did real good at presenting it. My goodness, why is that such a tough word? But anyway, it was real nice to see the pros stepping up and being pros.
Yeah, and you know what? There were five pros. I was pleased. I mean, men's physique is going fast. I mean, bikini's going fast, too, but I would say bikini and men's physique are the two fastest-growing divisions in the sport of bodybuilding, figure fitness, whatever you want to call it now. Men's physique, I mean, bodybuilding numbers are way down all across the board, and men's physique, bikini are picking up steam. Even women's physique, you know, women's physique is picking up. A lot of the bodybuilders that try figure, well, that's a little bit off in bodybuilding. So now these figure competitors that should be bodybuilders, but not full-fledged body, they can call themselves, but it's women's physique now. It sounds more appealing and feminine, so they don't mind competing in women's physique. Women's physique is growing, and that's where I think you're going to see Sable Smith. Sable Smith, somebody to look out for, so I hope she is
dangerous.
I hope
she's
going to
be dangerous.
I mean, for this show, she got by, but it's all a matter of who shows up. You know, this time nobody did, but she's still pro-caliber, just looking at her. But she's going to show up at the natural low, and she can crack the top five if she brings the conditioning in her front thighs and in her hamstrings. So let's keep talking about this pro-men's physique class. So you said Jacob Klessen, that's the guy who took first place, he had it out of the gate. I mean, he was just, boom, first place, the way his face, presence, color, he brought it, he brought the whole thing, and boom, he had it. So second place, Darius Jones, and then third place, Brian Nielsen. So those two are battling it out for second place. In the end, Darius Jones got the nod. Okay, why did Darius Jones get the nod over Brian Nielsen?
Go ahead, Doug.
Go ahead, Doug.
It's presentation. I mean, it's presentation. Because to be honest with you, if you're asking, you know, Jacob Klessen's won the class. And for me, it was, you know, I did have him in first. But I didn't necessarily think he had the best physique. He has that perfect men's physique look, though. He's got that tapered waist. All the other guys were a little bit wider, but the way he presented it when he was doing those turns, I mean, you can agree, Cam.
Yeah.
I mean, I told him after that, too. I told him, I don't think you had the best physique, but
no,
the way you showed it
every
was
show.
Ridiculous. It was awesome.
That happens every single show. I look for people holding the pole, whether it's a bikini girl or men's physique. Man, if you would just stand a little bit like this, or straighten that leg out some, or bend that knee, turn, twist a little bit, something like that. But they just don't get the posing down. You guys, you can't just bring the best physique to the show. It doesn't matter if you got the best physique. What can you show up to the judges while you're on stage? Now, let's talk about a girl who I think is a pretty good poser. I didn't see any of the show. You know, I was doing videos the whole time in the lobby, so I missed scenarios class, I missed all the pros, I missed everything. I didn't see anything, so I was doing videos. So check those videos out inside Nets of Bodybuilding page. I was doing them there. But a girl who I think is a good poser, she's not new to the scene, she's a quite popular pro, she's a fan favorite too. See, you can when she comes on stage, you know it. She makes her presence known. Jennifer Foster. Now, how did Jennifer Foster end up in third place? And let's start with Doug. Was Jennifer unanimous third place? Had she have been second place? And what kind of thinking process was taking place? There are only three pros. So what was your thinking process between placing them first, second, and third the way you did?
You know, and I think Jennifer definitely presented well. For me, the look, she was the best conditioned, I think, out of any female at the show, no matter
what
class.
Definitely best conditioned.
But to me,
a little small compared to the competitors in her class.
True for me. What I can, you know, when I see her out there compared to the others, the symmetry just feels off to me. She, like I said, she was the best conditioned in the show. She's got to put some size on, to me, on her upper arms. Could even use a little bit in the legs, but as far as everything else, I mean, she knows how to present. I mean, that puts her as a pro. But yeah, as far as, you know, the first and second, third, I mean, Cabre Thompson, I mean, that was just, that was good posing. That was good body. She had the whole package.
Wow, yeah.
And she walked away with that easy.
Okay, so Kaylin, so is that how you had it, Doug? You had Cabre Thompson first, and you had Hillary Grant second, then you had Jennifer Foster third. Kaylin, how did you have it?
I had it, first place was going to be first place no matter what. We would have done the sport a disservice if she hadn't won. It was a toss
no matter what. Because she has the shape, man. She could have used more conditioning because Cabre Thompson looks great. I mean, she's got the X frame. I could see she's got it there. But if she goes to the National Olympia, she's going to need more conditioning if she wants to crack the top five. But for this show, for this particular show, you had Cabre Thompson, not the most conditioned, but she had the most X frame and the best look and all that
best
stuff. I get that. Jennifer had the conditioning. So what made Jennifer get – was there any thought as to putting Jennifer second and Hillary third, or was that just it was a third place for Jennifer the whole time?
It was close.
I can't tell by
pictures. I look at pictures, and I'm like, pictures only tell so much, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys were right there, best seat in the house. You guys both had her in third.
No.
Yeah, and she could use
–
Oh. Go ahead.
No, because I went with Jennifer's conditioning because she –
So you had
like
Jennifer
us
in second place then?
Yes. Because
okay,
she
but Doug had
a great conditioned package.
Yeah, you got to reward conditioning, and I see what you're saying because her shoulders stand out. When you look at her body, she's like, okay, then you see her front poses, and her shoulders really stand out. I only seen pictures, but I do know that if you have the best legs in your class, you're probably going to place in the top two. So she's competing in the KC Classic September 15th. Look out for Ryan Doris.
She's
going to
have to get some size.
September 15th as well. It's going
to
be a great show.
They're
going
to have to fill her up.
But well, not only that, but, I mean, bring those lines into the hamstrings and the thighs. And she's a Team Gorman athlete as well, so look for Jennifer to capitalize on her run at the KC Classic. And who were some other standouts you guys wanted? We got about 12 minutes left. Were there any other standouts there you guys felt should give a shout out to?
Yeah, Justin Hodges, and I always like it when the competitors take your feedback and don't just, you know, say it's politics and they're just choosing him because he knows him. But last year, Justin Hodges competed, and he has an insane physique. I mean, he's a bodybuilder, and he loves the sport. And my biggest critique to him was you need to hire a posing coach. And the first walked in on Saturday, he came up and ran up to me and said, I've been working with the coach for a few months. He's like, I hope you guys, you know, like what I bring. And he won the best poser. I mean, there were a few, you know, flaws where, I mean, he has great legs. He's just not flexing them at all times. And it's a trick. You know, I mean, it's definitely different for a lot of people on how they flex them. But the important thing is that you have your quads flexed at all times. Never see, you know, never let the judge see it anything less than your best, right?
So, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see how Fran had some of these placings going, how they did. All right, Kaylin, what do you got for us? You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, I had one that really just kind of blew me away was Kathy and on the pros. And she was just
Kathy
so
Crow?
Cut up. Yeah, it's just really something to see. And she can pose with the best of them. And I was just really shocked, you know, that she's just constantly improving at her age. It just seems like she doesn't have an off switch. So I'm really impressed with the how she brings it to stage, and her posing is definitely pro caliber.
All right. Well, let's talk now. I heard somebody got disqualified. I seem like I missed a lot in this show, but I heard somebody got disqualified. I like seeing those. Sometimes you see them. You see them about, I don't know, if you go to 10 shows a year, you'll see them once, twice a year. Some competitor having a tantrum on stage because they can't handle getting a lower place and they were entitled to. So it's like if you can't handle your placing because you're putting your placing in the hands of the judges. And if you're not going to come in so dominant that the judges have no choice but to give you first, if you're not going to come in that dominant and you're going to make it close, well, if you can't handle the placing, you're in the wrong sport. Try powerlifting. That way the numbers are right there for the world to see. Because if you can't handle getting third place in a basically a figure bikini Miss America-type pageant competition, then you're going to get your feelings hurt too much, and it might ruin your day, so to speak. But let's talk
about what
happens, Kalen, in the PNBA when you're an unsportsmanlike conduct kind of competitor. What happened there, Kalen?
You get booted. I mean, like, it was very – I mean, like, if there was a downside in there, that was the moment. And it was kind of like a – it should have been a non-issue considering that, you know, you could get the judge's feedback and find out for sure what happened instead of basically just throwing a fit and cursing, you know, people that had nothing to do about it. I mean, Diana had nothing to do with the judges. Come to us.
I've seen some good tantrums on stage. I mean, I've seen some good ones. I was there when Terry Starks came out on the stage when he thought he should have won the overall, and I'm pretty sure that's the best one I've ever seen. And I've seen a couple, but nothing that tops that one. What exactly took place on the stage? She just didn't like her placing. Was it noticeable to the audience or just to those that were right there?
From the judges' table, me and Miguel were sitting on the left side, so we kind of had a good view on everyone walking off stage. And we heard some yelling, and then somebody says, "Are you kidding me?" And then Diana, you know, snapped, said, "Hey, this girl's cussing up a storm, swearing, blah, blah, blah." Denny says, "She's disqualified. Done." And
was Denny at the judges' table when he said that?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, he was.
And
he was up at the podium. So everybody heard the conversation.
He didn't even look up there.
Oh, man, I missed a good one, man.
He didn't even look up there.
He
just said disqualified.
That would have been so funny.
You know,
I
talked to her.
I guess he was just making a scene.
Yeah.
Oh, you talked to her. How did it go?
I talked to her after she received her placings, after she was disqualified. I was walking out into the lobby, and she was there with two of her friends. And it was just like she was mind blown. She couldn't believe that she took third place. She says, I guess I should have come fat and out of shape.
Come on. Jeez.
She said,
She did. I know who you're talking about. There were just some good competitors because that was, what, Bikini Open, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Keenan Abbas hand open. Well, those are some good competitors, man. And so just the place in the top three was good in the class like that. And there were some good bikini girls. And I seen girls place last, and they were totally happy. They were just on stage. So that's the thing. If you don't like placing less than first, then you got to come in so dominant that the judges have no choice but to give you first. That means hit your macros every single day, 7 days a week, weeks on end. Come in sliced. Come in diced. Come in condition, and if you have the best legs in your class, including the hamstrings, you're typically going to place in the top two. So I guess I'm not going to say, but it was double the competitors, so the show is going in the right direction. Doug, has everybody been any talk about this show taking place next time next year, or what's going on with that now?
I'm working with Denny. We're gonna figure out what we're going to do, the dates, and we're also going to talk with Joe Perez and talk about having kind of almost like
Joe
a
was in the audience. But
Joe was in
the audience.
Good to see him there.
Mm-hmm. He was scoping things out. Oh yeah, scoping things out. He was taking notes. Yeah, all that good stuff. Nonetheless, so we got like five more minutes here, and who else was the who? It was something else. What are the topics? What were some of the hard classes to judge you guys came across?
Yep.
I mean, to be honest. I mean, the only one where I really had to think about it and really had to compare, you know, specific body parts to one another, men's physique. I mean, that was the hardest one that you're wondering, you know. And there's no right answer to who should have got the place, because all the judges may be seeing something different. You know, I may be looking at the certain body part when Kalen isn't, and I see it. And it's tough to have everybody on the same page, every single person, every single competitor.
So the bikini novice class was about the bikini open was the same as the novice, right? With the exception of
one more.
Okay, let's talk about the bikini diva open class real quick. So it's a Mark Gomez. I think I might have. Was that a unanimous first place, Kalen, or how did your, between, you had Isamar in first place, we ended up going with Bridget in second place, Bridget Vera, then Ezra Dizdarovic, she got third place, and then fourth place, Cindy Ng, I thought she had third place, but she got fourth. Oh, she ended up in third place, because Cindy Ng got fourth, but then because of the disqualification, she got third.
Yeah.
And then fifth place went to Carly Williams, a name that people are popular with, they seem to be. So, okay, I want the Bikini Diva. Well, let's not even talk about the novice, because Bikini Diva opened all the same girls plus one. What were your thoughts when that class came out? Did Isamar have it right out of the gate, or was she being compared with somebody else? What was your take?
Well, it was first and second were just tough because of the presentation. But I want to go to Carly for the open, because she did a transformation that was phenomenal from the last time I've seen stage. Just hands down. So, I mean, so much better. So I don't want to overlook that, because that was one heck of a transformation. I don't know if, Doug, have you seen her in the past?
Believe me.
I have not. But this show, compared to the last six I can remember being at, the transition from competitors in the morning to evening, I thought it was night and day.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of them,
and that's horrible to see, because that people in the audience are thinking, okay, how did he not win, or how did she not win?
Yeah,
and it's well
not
see
all
him
competitors. Some of the competitors spilled over. It's all you can see. I always say, stay on your diet after pre-judging. The show is never over. I've seen a couple of the judges switch the decisions at that night show, so it's not really 99% of the time. Yeah, it's over, but. You diet for months. Don't waste it on after pre-judging. The show's not really over. Just save it for the dinner after tonight's show. But, Andy, plus, what if you get first place? If you spill over and you end up in first place, well, now you're in the overall, not at your best, because you had a splurge meal after pre-judging. So, don't splurge. Yeah, but some people it helps out, too. So Carly was in fifth place, but she keeps getting better every show. Let's talk about this Cindy Ng. I mean, was she close to place in second, or was she for sure third place? Doug?
For me, it was the third. Yeah, it was third or fourth. And it, to me, it was more the symmetry. I mean, she just catches your eye. And she does have similar shape to Jennifer Foster, not anywhere near the conditioning, but just that.
And she needs more muscle, but she's got the look. She's got to capitalize.
Yeah.
Well, we got to start about 75 seconds here, but you're going to see some of these competitors at the National Olympia this coming November. So stay focused on naturalbodybuilding.com, or you can follow the Natural Bodybuilding page. Go to the IMBA, PNBA, Denny Kakos page. Inside Natural Bodybuilding, you can keep up on some updates there. And we'll have more shows like this coming your way after every major show. We'll have a show later on in the year, pros to be on the lookout for at the Natural Olympia. But all roads lead to the Natural Olympia, including the North American, which took place this last weekend. So you're going to see that take place. And a few more shows, a few more qualifications. So if you want to qualify and possibly compete in the Natural Olympia, your chance to win a Harley Davidson and some money and international exposure, then feel free to go to naturalbodybuilding.com and find a show near you. But, Kalen, thanks for coming on the show. Midwest Muscle, when can people watch your show, Kalen? We got 20 seconds.
Every Tuesday and Thursday we do a show at 7 p.m. Central Standard.
7 p.m. And where can they find that show at?
That'll be P4P Real Talk.
Okay, gotcha. And that's Kalen Patterson. You can find him at Fit Body U Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, along with Dangerous Doug Randolph. We are out of here. Thanks for listening.